It's Florida, Florida Friday. Smoke a big fatty and listen to stories about the craziest state in the U.S., baby.
A Florida man claims that the three syringes found in his rectum aren't his. Wesley Dasher Scott told the police that the syringes they discovered in his butt during a strip search weren't his. Wesley Dasher Scott is making national headline news today after claiming that these syringes that were found hidden in his butthole were not his. He was arrested on a warrant stemming from a drug charge in Clearwater, Florida. While his arrest is just one of many throughout the day across the nation, it was the excuse that he offered that stood out amongst the masses. Scott found himself arrested in the early morning, early morning hours. The 40-year-old was first searched out in a field where he was taken into custody. Oh, he was just shooting up in a field. That's a great way to do it. Hey, man, you got your drugs? Yeah, where are you going? Oh, I'm gonna go shoot up in a field. I just find it to be a lovely place to... Oh, the cops are coming! Quick, stick the needles up my butt! They'll never find it there. He was asked by the deputy at that time if he had anything hidden on his body. When they searched him, he was then transported to the Pinellas County Jail on a drug charge and was booked. Deputy said Scott was given the chance to come clean. Look it, buddy, we know you got some syringes up your butt, man. Just come clean. Come clean. Don't make us x-ray you. And don't make us take you back to the station and have Dirty Harry with his dirty fingers stick them up there and find those syringes. He'll find the syringes and you may get hepatitis in the process. According to the reports, it was during the search that Scott removed the three syringes from his rectum himself and handed them to a deputy. At that point, if I'm the deputy, I'm retiring. I'm like, nah, not doing this job anymore. Did you quit your job today, honey? Yeah, I had to. I had a drug addict take needles out of his butt and hand them to me. And so now I'm done. I can't be a deputy in the state of Florida. It's too crazy. Well, at least he's a reasonable, you know, drug user. He's like, he all right, I'm going to come clean. I'm coming clean. I got needles up my butt. All right, do you want them? No, you keep them in there. How about that? Although they were tucked up inside his rectum, he himself fished them out for the deputy. His excuse for having them was strange, though, and that excuse is making headlines. He told the deputies that the syringes weren't his. I'm holding them for a friend. Well, it doesn't say exactly how he worded it in the article. I would love to know. I would love to know. So he says they're not mine. I want to know what the excuse, so whose are they? Like, what is the deal? Like, I'm holding them for a friend. Is that what he said? That's my guess. Not giving up the syringes when first asked if he had anything on him, created another charge, felony possession of a contraband, et cetera, possession of drugs without a prescription with intent to sell, possession of marijuana, possession of drugs without a prescription, et cetera, there's, possession of drugs in your butt. Is that a charge? How do you take drugs that were, like, there's a lot of drugs in the butt going on in the world, I've noticed. like if you've watched Narcos, you know, it's a way to transport drugs. But my whole thing is, like, who's doing all these drugs after they've been up a butt? Who's doing them? I'm sorry, but I want my drugs butt-free, all right? That's sort of like one of the requirements. If I'm buying drugs and then I'm going to do the drugs, I would like them to not, during any point in the transportation process, be inside a rectum. That's just, maybe I'm a snob. Maybe I'm bougie the way I want to do my drugs, but I just don't want them in an ass at any point in the process. Oh my goodness. The Tampa Bay Times reports that Scott used the quote shaggy defense by saying the syringes were not his. This is funny. The shaggy defense is a term used when someone is caught committing a crime. There's an overwhelming amount of evidence to prove as much, and still the suspect denies it, that they had anything to do with it. It seems the term shaggy defense originates from the Shaggy song, "It Wasn't Me." The songs describe a woman The song lyrics describe a woman catching another woman with her man. The man then denies it was him that she saw. I never heard that before. It wasn't me. I was on the pin in the shower. It wasn't me. It even caught me on camera. They even get Shaggy. So in the song, Shaggy gets caught on camera and he still says it wasn't me. So that's the Shaggy defense. This guy had some Shaggy defense about the syringes up his butt. Let me tell you something. At the end of the day, if it's up your butt, it's yours. Okay, that's your property. Up the rectum, it's yours. It's all yours. I can't find any more proof than that. I had a vision of Florida, and it was oh so scary to me. A Florida woman has attacked her parents because they wouldn't take her to Outback Steakhouse. A Florida woman's been arrested after she allegedly attacked her parents because they wouldn't take her to eat at Outback Steakhouse. Deanna Seltzer, age 28. Oh, age 28? I thought this was going to be like a 15-year-old. She lives with her parents and reportedly wanted to go to the restaurant on Wednesday, but her parents said no. Deputies say that's when she began punching her mother and scratched her father in the face. Man, she really wanted some steak, apparently. She really wanted that bloomin' onion. She was gonna put it in her rectum. Is it Vadim Seltzer? Is that her mother or father? Vadim? V-A-D-I-M. I don't know if that's a man or a woman's name. Either way, it's either the mother or the father called 911 and told the dispatchers that, oh, that his daughter, okay, it's a he, Vadim is a he. You know, I'm learning. His daughter was armed with a knife. Oh, smack. When deputies arrived, Deanna Seltzer, the daughter, reportedly tried to run away, but was quickly caught and taken into custody. She was arrested on one count each of simple domestic battery and battery of a person 65 or older. Her parents are elderly and she did this? Come on. She faces two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon on old people. How dare you? You're a grown-ass woman. She became enraged over the refusal of the Outback Steaks. It's pretty crazy. Her mother, Lydumia. Lydumia. L-Y-D-U-M-I-L-A. These are interesting names. I just don't know what this is. Rejected a request to go to this Australian-themed restaurant, according to the police. This was a surprise to her when the daughter attacked her with closed fists, scratched her dad on various parts of his body. In addition, Deanna destroyed and flipped over furniture in the home that she shared with her parents and waved a 12-inch decorative knife at her father as she yelled, "I'm gonna effing kill you!" This sounds like an Outback commercial to me. Yeah, Outback Steakhouse. So good. If your children aren't brought there, they'll attack you with decorative knives. And then you just cut to her going, "I want to go to Outback or you're going to die, old man." Outback Steakhouse. Take your kids so you don't get stabbed. The parents of Deanna were described by the police, by the way, as, quote, elderly and frail. Despite being frail, Vadim was able to separate the knife from his daughter and avoid more serious injuries than he already had, which is a bunch of scratches. Whew, thank goodness. Thank goodness. How dare you? By the way, you're 28. Move out of the damn house. What are you still doing in your house? You ought to be grateful that they're letting you live there. Making more demands, living there rent-free probably, and now you're making more demands? Not only am I here rent-free, but you better take me out for a steak! How dare you? How dare you, Deanna? 28-year-old attacking your peeps. Can I be frank, though? I mean, I was surprised that this is an Outback Steakhouse. If this was like some kind of really high-end steak place, then I'm just like, all right, well, maybe, you know, I can see maybe throwing, not at age 28, but I mean, I can see someone throwing a fit over not being brought to, like, I don't know, I can't even think of a name of a quality steakhouse because I'm broke as hell and I haven't been to a steakhouse in what seems like years. Someday, Jonesy, someday. So what's a big ass? I did go to a nice steakhouse in New York City once with my band. What was that place called? It was in Midtown, right across the street from the theater that we were playing. Oh man, it was wonderful too. I want to say it had a woman's name in the title. Anyways, that's worth throwing a fit over. But Outback Steakhouse, get out of here. Come on, the steaks are okay. Come on though, you know? Attacking them over that. Oh boy. What do you do now? You can't let her live there anymore. Shit. I'm like, what do you want to eat tonight? And she's going to be like, I want pizza. I'm like, no, we don't want pizza. You better order pizza or I'll stab you in the boob, Mom. A Florida stripper has been arrested after she wrote about her vision to carry out a mass shooting. An exotic dancer in Florida was arrested after writing about her, quote, urges to get involved in a mass shooting in a crowded area, the police claim. Brienne Basarich, age 31, who worked at the Showgirls Men's Club in Plant City, admitted to posting the threats on her Tumblr account under the username, quote, Taking Lives, the Lakeland Police Department has said. She wrote about her, quote, vision of using an assault rifle to fire into a crowded bar or club that only had one entrance, thus preventing people from escaping, the media has reported. Wow, she got really detailed with it, too. I have a vision of shooting people in a crowded place with no exits. I mean, that's basically what she said. Here's a quote. I had a vision of a very public place. Only one way in and one way out. Preferably a bar or a club on a busy night. 2019 has a lot in store if my plans go accordingly. That was the end of the quote. All it's missing is moo ha 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 ha. I imagine in her head that's what she said afterward. Basarich, the dancer, described herself to police officers as a true crime lover and a, quote, great admirer of serial killers and mass murderers. Oh, that's lovely. Here's a quote. A lot of us have urges. Whether they will admit it or not is the question. So yes, I have urges, she wrote. She actually wrote that to another Tumblr user who asked whether she had homicidal urges. Right on the page? Is this what people talk about this wide in the wide open on social media? You got to be out of your mind. The stripper was charged with making a written threat to kill or injure. She was taken to Polk County Jail. Yeah. Well, you know, good for the police. I always get on the police's case for solving crime on social media, like being on social media all the time. Well, this is a case where it actually worked out that they were on social media because they saw that this stripper was, first of all, I'm wondering what the cops are doing, like following a stripper on social media. And it's like, okay, what kind of photos are you looking for here? And then, well luckily they were like, oh, okay, she's got some nice photos of her in some bikinis. Oh, what is this threat to this vision she's having of a mass shooting? Oh, we better crack down on this case. So it kind of worked out. Some perverted cop in Florida, prevented what could have possibly been a public disaster. Another mass shooting at a club with very little exits. It's wild to hear this from a woman, right? I mean, really. I mean, most of the time you hear this stuff about, you know, men carrying out these mass shootings. Have we had a female mass shooter yet? I can't seem to remember. How sad is that? There's so many of them that I can't even remember. There was two just in the past week, two shootings here in California. I mean, in the Los Angeles area. Then we had the one last month or a few weeks ago at a bowling alley, right? I mean, it's just crazy. There's so many of them. It's just what a sad situation. Watch out for your strippers, man. I mean, we think they're all happy people, but inside, but they're disturbed. Obviously, they're stripping. And some of them have it. They have visions. You know, and it's not visions of dollar bills raining down on them in the middle of an Ariana Grande song. It's it can be visions of blasting away into a surprising crowd and taking lives. This is serious shit right here. Okay.
How weird was that? This is Seeking Plum, and you're listening to Weird AF News with Jonesy.
Hey, dear friends. It's Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News. I want to give some love to Caitlin, who reached out to me on Instagram. She says, I live in Newfoundland, Canada. I just got Google Home for Christmas. And I listen to Weird AF News in the morning while getting ready for the day. I love it. Well, thank you, Caitlin. I appreciate you. Also got an email from Astrum, which sounds like a superhero. Hi, Jonesy. Oh, his name is Zach, but his email says Astrum. I'm Zach, and I hail from the East Coast, not Florida. Like others, I stumbled across your podcast via Google Assistant and have been listening since. And like others, coffee and cannabis go hand in hand with enjoying your show. So a tip of the mug and the tip of the pipe to you, good sir. Oh, yes, 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 dear Zachary. A tip of the pipe to you as well, my good man. He wrote, recently you expressed how you felt humans would struggle with living on Mars and the hardships with deep space travel. I'm a space enthusiast, and I'm happy that you introduced the subject to the discussion. So please allow me to provide some follow-up for you on your topic. Just because it's really cool, and I'm very stoned, on space travel. Solar radiation and weightlessness are perhaps the two biggest aspects that are direct physical threats to human health. Radiation in space, outside of a protective atmosphere, is far more lethal than on any beach or poolside, so cancer is a serious factor. Weightlessness, or any gravity that's less than Earth's gravity, causes our muscles to atrophy, among other things, so physical health is a factor. There's also a mental health factor, so yes, you were correct, there are many inherent risks. Fortunately, scientists have these concerns at the heart of all that, and of all that is being designed to take us to the stars. You expressed how it would take thousands of years to go to another galaxy. Yes, yes, you are heading in the right direction. Our solar system is in the Milky Way galaxy. It's our home and it's big. Closest neighbor galaxy is 25,000 light years from our sun. NASA has a wealth of yummy knowledge on the subject, of course. And he put a link in there of an easy-to-read article about the conditions of Mars, how it relates to the Earth's weather. Stay weird and scientifically curious. Astrum. East Coast, U.S., not Florida. I love how he signed it. East Coast, not Florida. Just, hey, man, if you're from Florida, it's fine. It's fine. I don't judge. Yes, yes, I do. I judge. Yeah, there's a... By the way, I did a podcast once on my other podcast called Free Your Effing Mind with Jonesy. I don't do them... I was on a roll there. I did about, I don't know, 8 episodes, and then I've slacked off. But one of the episodes was called Don't Go to Mars. And I just ranted, not ranted, but I actually had some, I did some research, and it's in like an hour long, maybe 45 minutes of me presenting all of the evidence of why Mars is a terrible idea. So I like to talk about this kind of stuff, for sure, for sure. And I'm glad that you weighed in on that, Zach. I'm kind of a geek on some level. Also, hey, big time thank you to Shauna Bergen, who became a patron. Yes, she's joined my Patreon. Shauna, thank you so much. This is a good, this is a lovely New Year's present for me, and I appreciate that. I appreciate all my patrons. Wonderful, wonderful people. And it's just another way to say that you love Jonesy, you know, showing it that way, and I appreciate that. I'm going to definitely use the funds every month to drink tons of coffee and quality beer and maybe smoke some stuff. This is what it takes to keep it going, you know, keep the weird news flowing, as they say. You can join my Patreon if you feel like it. It's patreon.com/weirdafnews. Yeah, check it out. And I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed the Florida stories. Reach out to me anytime, 646-450-2012. Email me funnyjones@gmail.com. You can DM me @funnyjones on Instagram and Twitter, or on Facebook, Comedian Jonesy. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Wonderful, weird weekend. And I love you.